After his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. Jesus, the teacher said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
The next day, Jesus was in Bethany visiting friends when a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on him as he reclined at the table.
Jesus, the beloved, anointed, blessed, and prepared.
With her jar of alabaster, Mary came to see the Lord. Broke and spilled it on the master, down onto the floor it poured. Some who sat there at the table questioned why she acted so. Why would Jesus let a sinner such a wasteful action show? But the Savior knew the reason for the kindness Mary showed. For he soon would meet the season where his frame would bear the forsaken of God would soon take his place.
Of Passover had come, and Jesus was in an upper room with the 12 disciples celebrating together. Jesus reclined at the table, saying,
I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.
Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body that will be broken for you.
After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which will be poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin.
Not understanding the significance of all that was happening, a dispute arose among the disciples as to which of them was considered to be greatest. Jesus said to them,
The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, but you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the least, and the one who rules like the one who serves.
Who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who serves at the table? But I am among you as one who serves.
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up and removed his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist.
He poured water in a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. When Peter tried to prevent his master from washing his feet, Jesus rebuked him gently.
You do not realize what I'm doing now, but later you will understand. Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Jesus the servant, remembered, revered, betrayed.
We celebrate the power of the resurrection over the crucifixion.
Thank you.
draw close. There is no need to wander or seek the skies any longer. The light of the world has come, and not because we saw him, but because he sought us.
When Jesus was born, he laid within the wood of a common manger. When he died, he was nailed to the wood of a cross.
But he defeated the darkness of the world, even the grave. He rose high to eternal life. Then he turned and extended this life everlasting back to us.
Perhaps your life is as dark and worn as that stable so long ago.
But remember, that is where he chose to be born. There is no other who deserves more than to be born again once in you.
Solwood. Karen, are you going to make it to the, oh yeah. Karen and Gail up there, wonderful job on the stage. It is Gidi playing that wonderful part over there. And the Terry Lee for actually hitting two of the three notes he was supposed to hit. That's about three.